so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? We have one more important piece of business to take care of before we can start tonight's game. So to take care of that, we have regathered the College Park Knights on the first base side, and they are going to say the two magic words we need to hear to get tonight's game started. Knights, what are those two magic words? Introducing tonight's San Jose starting battery. Catching number 8, Daniel Perez. And pitching number 49, Manuel Mercedes.
Good evening and welcome to Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game one of just a three-game series against the San Jose Giants. They are the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. Your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Again, it is just a three-game series. This is our only trip here to San Jose. Rawhide coming off an all-star break with some new faces, quite a few transactions yesterday. Christian Cerda, Christian Robinson, Amelin Montilla, David Martin, and Juan Cornell were all promoted to Hillsboro. Julio Carrion has rejoined the Rawhide after being in Double-A for a few days. Gavin Logan has joined the Rawhide after being in Hillsboro to start off this season. Kenny Castillo, Yancel Luis, and Hugh Fisher have all joined the Rawhide from the Arizona Complex League. You might remember Fisher from 2021 when he was with the Rawhide after he was drafted out of Vanderbilt. We'll go more into those transactions throughout this game, but right now we are ready for first pitch. Mercedes delivers a pitch outside, ball one, to Anderson Rojas. First pitch is at 7:01 today. Right versus left matchup. And the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 82 degrees at first pitch, a little bit warm in the sun during batting practice, but it'll definitely cool down. 10-mile-an-hour winds blowing out towards left field today. Pitch to Rojas, swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. Infield shading slightly to the right, Mercedes delivers. Popped up into center field. The center fielder Hill stays right. There he is. And makes the catch, one away. Brings up the third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. Switch hitter will bat from the left. Due up after him is Gavin Logan. He's the catcher today. In the cleanup spot, Gavin Conticello. Followed by Johan Benitez. Then Alvin Guzman. And the two newbies, Yancel Luis and the designated hitter, Kenny Castillo. Followed by the number 9 batter, Jose Fernandez. Manuel Mercedes, right-handed pitcher on the mound. First pitch to Cabral. It misses outside, ball one. Catching for Mercedes today, O'Neill Perez. Third baseman, Anthony Rodriguez. The shortstop is Diego Velasquez. Second baseman, Jose Ramos. And at first, it's Andrew Cachel The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. In left field for the Giants, Alexander Suarez. In center, Turner Hill. And in right, it is Tanner Otremba. Swung on, ground ball on the first base side. It is fair. First baseman Cachel picks it up right behind first and tags the base for the second out of the inning.
Batting third, the Rawhide catcher, number 5, Gavin Logan.
Here's Gavin Logan, left-handed hitter. Went to school at Oregon State. Drafted in the 9th round last year by the D-backs. The pitch popped up shallow left field. Left fielder Suarez coming in, still coming in, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Mercedes. Scoreless as we head into the bottom of the first inning. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Be sure to grab Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Wyatt Wendell is on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch to Alexander Suarez, misses high, ball 1. Right versus right matchup, 1-0. Ground ball up the middle, the shortstop Fernandez has it, sets his feet, the throw to first beats Suarez by about a step for the first out of the bottom of the first inning. One down. Nobody on, and Diego Velasquez steps to the plate. Velasquez batting .296 this season. Due up after him is O'Neill Perez, followed by Andrew Cachel. Then Tanner Otremba. Batting sixth is Justin Bench, followed by Anthony Rodriguez. Then Jose Ramos, and batting ninth is Turner Hill. Pitch misses high, ball 1 to Velasquez. Infield shading to the right. Catching for Wendell today is Gavin Logan. 1-0. Fouled off. Third baseman, Raquelman Cabral. The shortstop, Jose Fernandez. At second base, it's Yancy Luis. And at first base, Gavin Conticello. In the outfield, from left to right, Anderson Rojas, Alvin Guzman, and Johan Benitez. Swung on and missed. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Tatum Littleton. And on the bases is David Sabal. It is 1-2. And the pitch. A chopper up the middle. Fernandez has it on the right of second base. The throw to first is low on the dirt, but picked by Conticello. A high chopper over the head of Wendell. Fernandez able to get there. Again, he fields it on the right side of second base. The throw was low, but Condicello able to handle it. Two away, nobody on for the catcher, Perez. Here's the pitch. High and in, almost hits Perez. 1-0 count. The sun sets down the third base, behind the third base grandstands here. Still a lot of sunlight on the playing surface. Not a cloud in the sky here. Again, 82 degrees at first pitch. 1-0 misses high, ball two. The pitch, grounded foul, third base side. Wendell is 2-6 this year, a 6.26 ERA. Been with the Rawhide since opening day. 2-0, fouled off. Wendell is 6'5", 215 pounds. Right-handed pitcher from Denver, Colorado. The 23-year-old signed as a free agent last year. The pitch is popped up right side towards foul territory. Benitez gives chase, so does Condicello. And the first baseman, Condicello, makes the catch in foul territory. Down the line for the final out of the inning. Another three up, three down. We're going into the second without having a base runner. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
Scoreless in the second inning. Condicello batting from the left side. Pitch Mercedes is swung on and missed. Condicello batting 201 this year. Infield shifting to the right. Mercedes delivers and it is fouled off. Mercedes is 1-3 with a 3.41 ERA. And Condicello taking some time. I think he fouled the last ball off his foot, so it's an 0-2 count. This is Mercedes' 13th start this season, 16th overall. He's thrown 61 innings. For the Giants, the pitch misses low. In those 61 innings, he has struck out 41 while walking 23. Opponents are batting 280 against him this year. 1-2, a little low. Two balls and two strikes to Contesello. This is game one back from the All-Star break. All the teams had 4 days off. Most teams did practice yesterday. The Rawhide did as well. The pitch misses in ball three. So really it's more like 3 days off, three and a half, if you will, with being able to usually not go into practice till later in the evening. Payoff pitch to Contesello. Swung on and fouled off. Perez wasn't able to hold on to it, so Contesello stays alive. The pitch is inside. Ball four. Contesello had a leap out of the way. I don't believe it got his back foot. Will be ball four. Contesello reaches on a walk. That's the first base runner of the day for either team. Leadoff man on for the Rawhide. And Johan Benitez comes to the plate. And kudos to Contesello. He was down 0-2 in the count, able to work it back to a full count and get the walk. Benitez batting from the left side. This is five consecutive lefties that Mercedes is facing. The pitch is swung on. A deep fly ball to left field. Suarez is going back. He's at the wall and makes the catch. One step in front of the wall. He slams in. Contesello retreats back to first. One down. It's the best hit ball we've seen today. Alvin Guzman will bat from the right side. It's the first right-handed hitter that Mercedes is facing today. First pitch to Guzman is swung on, lined, caught by the first baseman. Cachel, he tags first. It is a double play. I don't know if that ball would have been fair had it gotten by the first baseman, but Cachel leapt up, made the catch, came down, stepped on first. No chance for Contesello to get back in time for that one. So it is a 1-2-3 inning of work despite the leadoff walk, and we're still scoreless. Bottom of the second coming up, you are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Wendell's back on the mound. First pitch swinging is Cachel. A deep fly ball to deep center field. The center fielder Guzman goes back. He leaps up. He makes the catch. Alvin Guzman sliding, leaping into the wall. What a fantastic catch off the bat. You thought maybe it had a chance to get out of here. Instead, Guzman tracking it down. Able to have a replay here in the booth, and man, what a catch. Leaping play for Guzman, one down, nobody on for Tanner Otremba. He swings and fouls off the first pitch. Well, that catch by Guzman is your electric play, the Rawhide electric play of the game, brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. That was electric. The second pitch now was fouled off by Otremba. Both of them fouled off. 0-2 count, one down. Wendell at the ready. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Ground ball back up the mound to Wendell. He picks it up, sprints over to first. Underhand tosses. Two away. Look like a check swing, maybe hit off the handle of the bat of Otremba. Two away, nobody on, and Justin Bench, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. The pitch is swung on, ground ball through in the middle for a two-out base hit. That's the first hit of the day, and Bench took no time.
The third baseman, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez.
Two away, runner on first, and Rodriguez bats from the left side. Pitch misses. Bench was one of the additions to the Giants roster today. He came up from the Arizona Complex League. 1-0, little low ball two. Other moves made, Reggie Crawford, Hayden Winyam, and Daniel Blair. Also, Thomas Gavello, they all moved up to high A. Eugene, I beg your pardon, I did miss Matt Higgins as well. Those five moved up. And then Justin Bench and Wilclema Castillo have joined the Giants from the Arizona Complex League. 2-1 count, two down, a runner on first. The pitch fouled off on the first base side towards the Giants dugout. 2-2 count. Pickoff attempt at first, it's not in time. Bench is back safely diving. Pitch is fouled off on the third base side. 2-2 count. Two, two, fouled off, out of play. Ground ball, first base side, it's foul. Wendell, in his second professional season, he was signed as a non-drafted free agent in July last year. He went to school at Purdue. Pitched in seven games in the Complex League last year. 2-2 is low in the dirt, gets by Logan. Bench advances to second. what I assume will be a wild pitch. Pitch missed low, should be a full count. Looking at the replay here, it did hit the dirt, and Logan went down to a hockey block, just looked like it kind of went off to the left on his glove side instead of straight like he thought it would. Took a nasty bounce in the dirt. And the pitch misses high, ball four. Rodriguez draws a walk. Runners are on first and second with two away. Jose Ramos, second baseman, comes to the plate. He'll bat from the right side.
Batting it, the second baseman, number 16, Jose
Ramos. The pitch is swung on, fouled off third base side. Ramos batting 187 this season. Wendelson is his 13th start, 14th appearance. He did have one piggyback appearance. That was back on June 15th, and he actually earned his first win, his first professional win that day. 0-1. Swung on, two hopper to the third baseman. Cabral has it on the infield. Grass, the throw to first, ends the inning. One hit, one walk, but no runs for the Giants. Scoreless heading into the third. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
For the Giants in the second, no runs, one hit.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Scoreless in the third inning. Mercedes is back on the mound. Yancy Luis is batting from the left side. Luis, one of the newest additions, joined the Rawhide yesterday. First pitch to him, a little low ball one. He is just 18 years old, just turned 18 in June. Originally from the Dominican Republic, and he is a switch hitter for the Rawhide. 1-0. Missed outside, but they're saying that Luis did go around. It was actually the home plate umpire, Littleton, who made that call. Infield shifting to the right. 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two, another breaking ball. One, two. Little low, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 was in the dirt, swung on and missed. The catcher, Perez, is able to tag Luis before he runs down to first base for strike three, first out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Mercedes.
That is it. The designated hitter, number 23, Kenley Castillo.
Kenny Castillo, the designated hitter, he's batting from the right side. Pitch misses outside. He is 19 years old, a catcher from Venezuela. Designated hitter today for the Rawhide. Mercedes steps in, delivers 1-0, swung on and missed. One fouled off first base side. Mercedes is 20 years old. This is his third professional season. And the 1-2. Low and out. Spent the entire season last year with San Jose. Was 4-6 with a 5.13 ERA. That was over 25 games. 9 of them starts. The rest were really bullpen appearances. 2-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Mercedes. Two away. Nobody on, and Jose Fernandez comes to the plate. So again, Mercedes, he did have 9 starts last year, but the rest of them were really piggyback starts out of the pen. First pitch to Fernandez is a strike on the outside corner. Right versus right matchup. 0-1 is low in the dirt. Mercedes signed as a 16-year-old out of the Dominican Republic in 2019. One, a strike at the knees, 1-2 count. Mercedes not pitching the Dominican Summer League because of being signed late in 19 and then the 2020 season being a bust with no real games. Made his pro debut in the Complex League. The 1-2 is low and out, 2-2. Two, two to Fernandez. Low ball three. Payoff pitch. Outside ball four. Fernandez draws a 2-out walk. Second walk given up by Mercedes. Rawhide are still looking for their first hit of the day as Rojas steps to the plate, batting from the left. He flied out to center field in his first at bat. Fernandez a large lead at first. First pitch to Rojas is low. Ball one. Fly ball to center field. Hill takes a few steps back towards left center, but he's underneath it. For the third out of the inning, Rawhide strand a runner on first. We're scoreless going into the bottom of the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Bottom of the third inning. Scoreless still as Turner Hill, the number nine batter, is at the plate. He takes ball one outside. Wendell is back on the mound for the Rawhide. He's allowed one hit and has walked a batter. No runs. 1-0. Ground ball to the second baseman. Luis backhands it. The throw to first is low but picked by Conticello for the first out of the inning. Luis looked like it was an in-between hop. Wasn't sure to come in or not, but ended up being able to pick it, keep his feet and momentum going towards second. Throw across his body low. But again, Condicello's made a few picks today over there at first base. It's not his natural position. He definitely looks more comfortable at third, but starting to look good in terms of the receiving end from being a first baseman. Alexander Suarez, the leadoff man, is batting from the right. Pitch to him is a breaking ball for a strike. He grounds it out to the shortstop Fernandez in his first at bat. 0-1, fouled off. I think it hit Tatum Littleton, but he says he's fine. No balls, two strikes. Wendell. Last pitched on July 5th, he took the loss against Lake Elsinore at home. He only threw three innings that day, giving up five earned runs off of eight hits. 0-2. Breaking ball popped up into shallow right center field. Benitez gives chase out as Guzman. And Guzman, the center fielder, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on in a scoreless ball game. Diego Velasquez, who grounds it out to short, steps to the plate. In that last appearance for Wendell, he walked a batter and struck out four. The eight hits that he gave up in the three innings are the most, not only this season, but in his career. In the five earned runs, it's the third time he's done that this season and in his career. Velasquez squares to bunt. Cabral, the third baseman, comes in. It hits off of his hand, and Velasquez reaches on a bunt single. Cabral was playing a little bit in, not like you would usually with in a sacrifice situation, but had a good chance to make a play, tried to barehand it, just hit off his palm. Because of that, it is a bunt single, second hit of the day for the Giants. O'Neill Perez is batting from the right side. Two down. And Velasquez takes off in the first pitch. It's a ground ball to the shortstop Fernandez, though. He throws to first, and that ends the inning. Still zeros on the scoreboard. Heading into the fourth, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Top of the fourth inning, Raquelman Cabral batting from the left. He takes a strike on the outside corner. He grounds it out to the first baseman, Cachel, in his first at-bat. Mercedes has allowed one base runner, but no hits or runs. The pitch is popped up. Third base side. The third baseman and catcher give chase, but it reaches the grandstands three rows up. One low. One-two to Cabral is low. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two, fouled off. Again, Mercedes is just 20 years old, 6'4", 190 pounds from the Dominican Republic. He'll turn 21 in September this year. This is the second time that the teams are facing off this season. The 2-2, chopper in front of the plate. Mercedes comes off the mound and gets it. The throw to first in plenty of time for the first out of the fourth inning. And Gavin Logan will come to the plate. Catcher today flied out to left in the first pitch that he saw in a Rawhide uniform. I mentioned that this is the second time that these teams have faced off. Nine games between the two this year total, unless the playoffs, they have a matchup. But Giants have made the playoffs. Rawhide will need to be the second half champs in order to make the playoffs. The pitch misses outside, and then not only that, but both teams would have to be the division champions. They'd have to beat one team first before they actually faced each other. So more than likely, as the 1-0 is ripped over the head of the first baseman, through into right field, all the way into the corner. Right fielder Otremba picks it up, and a double for Gavin Logan is the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. It's his first hit in a Rawhide uniform, double down the right field side. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. We saw Cachel rob Guzman of a base hit back in the second inning by leaping up and catching a line drive. This time he was unable to reach Logan's. Runner in scoring position for Conticello, scoreless in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball one. Conticello drew a walk in his first at bat against Mercedes. One oh. Popped up into left field. Suarez battling the sun, but he's underneath the ball. Two away. Johan Benitez steps to the plate. Switch hitter will bat from the left. He flew out to left field. It was a deep fly ball to left center that Suarez made a nice play on. So this is the second time that Mercedes is facing Rawhide. He was not a part of the decision back on June 9th. This was at Valley Strong Ballpark. He threw three earned runs off of three hits, walked three, struck out three. Consistent. The pitch is swung on, lined into center field, a base hit. This should score Logan. No. D. Gardner is going to hold Logan at third with the throw going home. Benitez takes second. It'll be a single, and then he advances on the throw with two outs. I really thought that D was going to try to send Logan, but he's not a very fast base runner. And Alvin Guzman now stepping to the plate. He's batting from the right side. So again, D. Gardner is the manager for the Rawhide. He's coaching third, and the first base coach today is Ronaldo Arenado. All right, two down, two runners in scoring position for Guzman. He hit the ball hard against Mercedes, but Cachel robbed him of a base hit. Cachel now is well off the line. The pitch to Guzman is a strike. In fact, that really should be where he's playing Guzman, but the reason why he was playing close to the foul line in the last at-bat was because the first baseman was holding the runner. Otherwise, it might have been a base hit. 0-1 to Guzman. Grounded foul. Third base side, 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Mercedes delivers, and it's low in the dirt. It gets by the catcher. Here comes Logan. The throw home, no throw home. Logan scores on a wild pitch, and the Rawhide score first, 1-0 in the fourth inning. Benitez moves up to third on the wild pitch. The Rawhide lead 1-0, a 1-2 count now. One ball, two strikes, still a runner in scoring position, and the pitch is outside, ball two. Two, two is outside, ball three, full count. And the catcher, Perez, is going to have a conversation with Mercedes. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check roastabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Payoff pitch. Very outside for ball four. It gets by the catcher, and now Benitez scores 2-0 on two wild pitches. Guzman draws the two-out walk, and Benitez scores. It's 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Inning continues as Yancel Luis bats on the left side. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Both of those runs will be earned to Mercedes. First pitch to Luis is fouled off. O-1. Inside, Guzman stays at first base. He'll be at a large secondary lead. Guzman has 26 stolen bases this year for the Rawhide. He's only been caught three times. That is the most stolen bases on the team this season. The pitch. Foul tipped into the glove of Perez. 1-2 count. By the way, Guzman's 26 stolen bases is good enough for second in the California League. It's Nelson Rada with 37 of the Inland Empire 66ers who has more. And Mercedes steps off. One, two. A chopper to the second baseman. Ramos comes in and he bobbles it. Everyone is safe. It would have been a really tough play. With Ramos's speed at, with Luis's speed at second base, Ramos had a good angle, just hit off his glove. Able to see the replay here in the booth. He was on the second hop. He would have fielded it right in the base path, and he just could not make the play. He might have been able to get the out with a good throw. But again, that would have been an amazing play, a really difficult play for Ramos. That's why it is the third hit of the day for the Rawhide. And Kenny Castillo bats from the right, takes the ball inside. It is an unlucky play for Mercedes, though, on a ball hit like that as a pitcher. You know that you beat the batter. The throw down to second from a pitch outside is not in time. Throw down from the catcher, Perez, was to second base. Guzman made it back. It's a 2-0 count. One-one, swung on and missed strike two. Castillo calls for time. One-two. Swung on and missed strike three. Castillo strikes out for the second time today, and it ends the fourth inning. But the Rawhide lead 2-0 off of a double, a single, and two wild pitches. We're heading into the bottom of the fourth with Rawhide leading. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559 732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Leading off the San Jose fourth, the first baseman, number 55, Andrew Daichel.
Rawhide lead 2-0. Cachel is batting from the left side, takes a strike. Wendell back on the mound for his fourth inning. 2-0 ball game in the bottom of the fourth. Wendell delivers. The pitch is fouled off to the netting behind home plate. Cachel flew out to deep center field. It was the ball that Guzman leapt up at the wall, able to make the play there. And I'm pretty sure the walls here are still wood. Same at Valley Strong Ballpark. 0-2 misses high, ball one. That is something that teams are supposed to be fixing rather soon, according to the PDL. But what I'm saying is Guzman's used to having to run into some wood walls sometimes. The 1-2 is a ground ball foul. First base side. 1-2. And the 1-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Cachel strikes out for the first out of the fourth inning. Just the first strikeout of the day for Wendell. One away. And nobody on for the right fielder, Tanner Otremba.
The right fielder, number five, Tanner Otremba.
Otremba grounded out to the pitcher in his first at bat. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed. Wendell did face the Giants back on June 8th. He was not a part of the decision. He threw five innings that day against San Jose. The pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. In those five innings, he gave up four runs, only three of them earned. Off of two hits, he walked three, and he did strike out eight, which is a season and career high for him. Pitch misses outside. So whatever the Giants are doing, they might not be hitting Wendell hard right now, but they did adjust where they have not struck out that many times. Again, Cachel, the last out was the first strikeout of the day. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three, and just like that, make it two strikeouts on the day for Wendell. As Justin Benchu has the first hit of the day for the Giants. He's batting from the right side. Was his first hit in the Cal League. Designated hitter today, a ground ball up the middle into center field. And the pitch, breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1. Line drive towards right field. Benitez comes in. It lands in front of him for a base hit. And Bench is now 2-for-2 today. That one might have held up long enough for Benitez to make a better play on it, but lands in front of him for a two-out base hit. And Anthony Rodriguez comes to the plate. He walked in his first at-bat. Wendell has only cracked 80 pitches once this season. He threw 81 That was actually against San Jose back in June. The pitch misses, high ball one to Rodriguez. I don't know what his pitch limit is today. The last game he pitched was 69 pitches. Ground ball back up the middle, but Fernandez is there. It hits off of his foot and goes into shallow center, right center field. Bench cruises to third, back-to-back. Not back-to-back hits. That will be an error on Fernandez. I believe there's an error now on the board. Runners are on the corners. Fernandez was there to make the play, only threw about two steps, or took about two steps to get there. And again, he just pulled his glove a little early, ended up hitting his left foot. It went into right field. And it is officially an E6. The pitch misses high. Runner took off. The throw to second is high and not in time. And Bench takes off from third. 2-1 ball game. Rodriguez only has one stolen base this season. He takes off the throw from Logan too high. Luis leapt up trying to tag Rodriguez. He could not. And as soon as Logan let go of that ball, Bench scored. 2-1 ball game. Runner in scoring position for Ramos. The pitch is swung on, lined into right field. Benitez has it. They're going to hold Rodriguez as he falls to the ground. Logan steps up and throws to third. He is out at third base. We'll go through that sequence again. Rodriguez off hard at second on contact, thinking he was going to be sent with two outs. Benitez, a nice throw to the plate. It was the right decision to hold Rodriguez, but he slipped on the grass in foul territory, trying to go back to third base. Logan saw it immediately, threw to third, and Rodriguez is out at third to end the inning. The Giants do score, but the Rawhides still lead 2-1. Fifth inning coming up. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Top of the fifth inning, 2-1 ball game. Fernandez takes a ball outside. Mercedes is back on the mound. A strike on the outside corner. Fernandez walked in his first at bat. One, low and outside ball two. And the pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2. Misses inside ball three. Fernandez is the beer batter here tonight at Excite Ballpark. You will hear beer chants all series long. The 3-2. Outside ball four, and the fans are unhappy. Not necessarily because Fernandez drew a walk, but because it was a close pitch and it was not called for a strike. So let's get into what exactly this beer batter is. You've probably heard it at other stadiums, specifically in minor league baseball. The Rawhide do it a little bit, but quite frankly, nobody does it the way that the San Jose Giants do it. The fans get so, so into it. Anderson Rojas is batting from the left side. Nobody out, runner on first, in a 2-1 ball game in the fifth. Here's the first pitch from Mercedes. It's inside ball one. So they pick a beer batter every day. It's a different guy. Usually, frankly, they look at the stats and see, okay, who's been striking out a lot recently, and they'll go off of that. Now, the PA announcer will announce that the batter's coming to the plate and that he's the beer batter. Runner takes off. It's a line drive towards right field. Right fielder Otremba goes back and makes the catch. Fernandez has to retreat back to first base. He makes it back safely. Nice play by Otremba. A hard hit ball. One away. Runner on first still. And Cabral steps to the plate. So again, the PA announcer announces it, but even before that, there's usually one fan in the stands that yells, "Hey, look who's on deck, it's the beer batter." That's how intense and into it these fans are. They're so excited about the beer batter, they talk about him and he's on deck. Here's the first pitch to Cabral. It's outside. And so every single time when the beer batter comes up, they play the song. And then whenever there's a strike, there's more music being played. And at a certain point, once there's two strikes, the fans are chanting beer. And again, the PA announcer sometimes will help lead those chants. The 1-0 misses in ball two. This is our first trip here. I have not heard him do it yet. I'm not sure if that was nixed or not, but he's done it before. And the players even talk about it. The guys, when we talk about going to San Jose, that's one of the first things that they mentioned. The pitch is swung on. Line towards right. Otremba comes in this time for the second out of the inning. Fernandez goes back to first again. Two away for Gavin Logan. And if you were listening to one of the broadcasts back in Rancho, I was talking about the beer batter because they do have it in Rancho occasionally. Again, it's just not done nearly as well as it is at San Jose. No team does it as well. I don't think a major league team could do it as well, frankly. It's just so ingrained, a part of the baseball culture here at Excite Ballpark. But what I said on that last broadcast in Rancho was, if I'm the beer batter, I don't even care if I go 0-for-5 that night with terrible hit balls. I don't care. So long as I don't strike out, I'm probably going to bed a little bit happy that night. And I have not asked players that because I don't know if it's an appropriate question to be like, "Hey, man, are you cool with going 0-for-5 and not striking out?" But I would bet some money that they would be okay with it. We are waiting for the first pitch to Logan. It was a quick meeting on the mound between the catcher and pitcher, Perez and Mercedes. Logan did double in the fourth inning. He started off the two-run inning. The pitch is fouled off down the left field side. So with one out, Logan doubled down the right field line. He advanced to third on a two-out base hit by Benitez. Then a wild pitch scored him. And another wild pitch scored Benitez. That's how the Rawhide lead 2-1 here in the fifth. 0-1 to Logan is a strike on the outside corner. Count is now 0-2. O2, runner takes off. It is swung on and missed strike three. Logan strikes out to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on first, but they still lead 2-1. We're halfway through this one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-23.
Center fielder Turner Hill.
It's Turner Hill at the plate for the Giants. He swings a hard one-hopper right back to Wendell. A comebacker is able to snag it for the first out of the inning. That was a well-hit ball. I'd love to know the stats of how hard it was hit. I mean, it was hit so hard I couldn't even get my words out properly. I tried to say one-hopper and comebacker in the same sentence or same word, really. One down, nobody on. In the top of the order, Alexander Suarez is at the plate. Here's the pitch. It comes in and it hits his left hand. First hit batter of the day, Suarez will trot down to first base. Runner on first, one away for Diego Velasquez. He had a bunt single in his last at bat. 2-1 ball game. The Rawhide lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. And we are a little over an hour into this ball game. It's now below 80 degrees, 8:10 local time in San Jose, and 78 degrees here. Wind is still blowing out towards left field. Pickoff attempt at first. Suarez back safely diving. By the way, the one run up on the board is unearned to Wendell. Infield shading to the right. They are at double play depth. Cabral is in case Velasquez bunts again. The pitch is swung on. Hard ground ball to the second baseman. He throws to second for the first out. Throw to first is not in time. We'll go through it again. It was a hard ground ball to Luis, the second baseman. He bobbled it for a split second, was still able to get the lead out at second base. The throw to first was a good one, a hard one as well, but Condicello not a very big stretch over at first. If it wasn't for that slight bobble, it might have been a definitive double play. Two away, still a runner on. The first pitch to Perez is fouled off into the netting. That's one thing. Condicello has really improved on, again, looking more comfortable at first base. His picks at first have been really good, specifically today. But the next step, I think, is now being able to have a little bit of a better stretch at first base. But when you're still learning the footwork, it's difficult to have that. pickoff attempt. He's back safely diving. And I hope you all don't think I'm picking on Conticello. I'm a former first baseman myself, so I tend to see those, I don't want to call them issues, but the differences of what I could see that he could improve on a little bit easier than the other positions. Another pickoff attempt. It was high, not in time. Second one. And now if Wendell disengages again, it'll need to result in an out. We'll see if Velasquez decides to take off. He has 12 stolen bases this season. The pitch is swung on, ground ball through into center field. Guzman gets it in to hold Velasquez at second. That is the fourth hit of the day for the Giants. And Andrew Cachel steps to the plate. He had the deep fly ball to center field where Guzman slammed into the center field wall. He's also struck out. Rawhide lead 2-1, but the Giants out-hitting them 4-3. Two down, runner on second is Velasquez. On first is Perez. Infield shading to the right. And the pitch is a little low, ball one. Infield shading to the right. Pitch to Cachel. Breaking ball for a strike, 1-1 count. Wendell has a four-seam fastball, a sinker, changeup, slider, and curveball, though his sinker really is his main pitch. When you see a one being thrown down by Logan, it's going to primarily be a sinker, not his fastball. The 1-1, grounded foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes. The runner on second is Velasquez. He has some speed, and he represents the tying run here in the fifth inning. Cagle's batting 292 this season. The 1-2 is very high, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch is fouled off towards the Giants' dugout on the first base side. We'll do it again. Two runners take off. The pitch is high. The throw goes to second, and it's not in time. A double steal. Velasquez takes third. Perez is on second. Full count, two down, the pitch. He tries to check his swing, but he does go around on a high outside pitch for strike three. Cachel strikes out with two runners in scoring position, and the Rawhide maintain their one-run lead. We're going to the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Your attention, please. Now pitching for San Jose. Number 40, Louis Moreno.
Luis Moreno is the new pitcher on the mound for the Giants. He'll face Gavin Condicello, Johan Benitez, and Alvin Guzman to start off the sixth. Rawhide lead 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Moreno is in relief for Manuel Mercedes. Mercedes currently in line for the loss. Gave up the two runs to the Rawhide. Pitch to Condicello is popped up into shallow center field. Hill comes in towards left center. One down. So Mercedes, five innings, three hits, two runs, four walks, and four strikeouts. The two runs that scored, they both came in the fourth inning, and it really was wild pitches that they scored off of. Benitez bats from the left side against Moreno. So in the fourth with one out, Logan doubled. He moved to third when Benitez singled, and then Benitez advanced to second on the throw. The pitch is inside with Guzman at the plate. Two wild pitches scored. Logan and Benitez make it a 2-0 ball game. In the next half inning, the Giants had put up a run. The pitch misses low, making it a 2-1 ball game. And that's the score here in the sixth. Moreno, the right-handed pitcher, glove at the belt. Pitch to Benitez. A strike on the inside corner. Benitez today, he has flied out to left field, and he's also singled. The pitch is fouled off, but into the glove of Perez. Two balls, two strikes. And again, Benitez did score that second run for the Rawhide. Only the second time these teams have faced off this season, Rawhide only won one game against the Giants in the six-game series. 2-2, swung on and missed strike three. Benitez strikes out for the second out of the inning. First strike out of the day for Moreno. That series was back in June, and I believe is a part of the eight-game losing streak that the Rawhide had. Two away, nobody on, and Guzman bats from the right. The pitch is swung on and missed. Rawhide right now looking for their first win since the All-Star break. They did lose to the Storm last Sunday. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 0-2. It was a 9-5 ball game, and the Storm ended up taking that series 4-2. The Rawhide are 2-8. In series wins, and they have split three series, I should say. No balls, two strikes. Here's the 0-2. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. Velasquez throws the first, and it beats Guzman by half a step for a 1-2-3 inning of relief for Moreno. Rawhide still lead 2-1 as we go into the bottom of the sixth. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime, ends 5/2/23.
Wendell back on the mound for the sixth inning. Rawhide lead 2-1. Tanner Otremba leads it off. Batting from the right, he has grounded out to the pitcher, and he's also struck out today. Most innings pitched in one game in his career for Wyatt Wendell is 5. If he gets an out here, it'll be a new season and career high. First pitch to Otremba is low. Little low ball, too. Does not look like a bad pitch from Wendell at all. Again, I don't know what Wendell's pitch limit is today. The 2-0 is a strike on the outside corner, but providing the sixth inning doesn't go too long, I would think that he might be able to finish it. The way the bullpen works here, it's down the left field line for the Rawhide, and it's kind of enclosed. The pitch is fouled off, so from what I can see, I basically just see Rawhide players from their chest up. They're sitting near the fence so they can see out, but behind that is where the bullpen is, and I'm not really able to see anyone warming up basically at all. The pitch is missing inside, ball 3, but frankly, as Rawhide fans, you're used to me saying that I can't see who's warming up because we have signs all over the bullpen too. Payoff pitch. High and in, ball 4. Otremba draws a leadoff walk to start off the sixth inning. That is the second walk given up by Wendell today. And now Justin Bench, who's been hitting well so far. He's 2-for-2 with 2 singles. He bats from the right side. And then the bullpen down the right field side for the Giants is all the way down. You can kind of see some guys sitting, but again, I can't see people warming down there either. So it'll be a fun little surprise whenever there's a pitching change. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. At least in Visalia, I can see them sort of starting to move around. I can see sometimes the cleats of a catcher in the bullpen of the visit for the visitors. But this will just be a nice surprise every time. 0-1. Slow ground ball hit through into left field. And Bench is 3-for-3 in his Cal League debut. Runners on first and second, nobody out. It was not a hard hit ball at all, but placed well in the 5-6 hole. Runners are on first and second. And Anthony Rodriguez comes to the plate. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, is going to go have a conversation with Wendell. This is the first time that T-Mark has come out. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Sean team. They are a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Runner on second, Otremba. He walked. Bench just singled. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Otremba represents the tying run in the sixth. And on first, Bench, he represents the go-ahead run. Ooh, I can actually see. I think there's a lefty throwing. So that might be Fisher. Either him or Vasquez are the two lefties in the bullpen now for the Rawhide, with Montilla being promoted to Hillsboro. So there's still, again, there's a little opening where I can see some movement. But again, down the right field side, I cannot see the Giants' pen at all. Here's the first pitch to Rodriguez. Ground ball through into right field, a base hit. They're sending Notremba. Here's a throw from Benitez. It's offline, and we have a tied ball game. Bouncing ground ball through into right field. Otremba scores. Bench moves to second. Tied ball game in the sixth inning. Jose Ramos will bat from the right side. Still nobody out. And now bench represents the go-ahead run. And he's in scoring position. Ramos today has singled into right field. He's also grounded out to third. First pitch, he squares to bunt. He makes contact, but it's foul. The ball was coming in. It would have hit him if he didn't bunt it. And it is Armando Vasquez warming in the pen for the Rawhide. So an 0-1 count. He squares again, pulls back. It's a called strike, so he more than likely will not be bunting again. Cabral now steps behind the infield grass. He's still even with the base path, though. First baseman Condicello a step in front of the base path. Middle infielders at double play depth. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Big strikeout for Wendell. One down. It's brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria and Crust We Trust. With that one out, a double play, a ground ball could end the inning, but it'll be Turner Hill batting from the left. He has a lot of speed. It'll be tough to turn two with him. And by the way, with that out, Wendell has now thrown 5 1/3 innings. That is a season and career high for him, and that's going to be it as Wendell will be relieved by Armando Vasquez. D. Gardner coming out on a call to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Vasquez on the mound with one down, runners on first and second, in a tied ball game in the bottom of the sixth. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro, wins 5-23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Vasquez, left-handed pitcher from the Dominican Republic. He faces the left-handed hitter. First pitch to Hill, and it's actually a balk called by David Sabal. So no pitch, and the runners advance. Bench is on third. Rodriguez is on second on the balk. Two runners in scoring position now for Hill. One down, infield comes in. We have a tied ball game. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Wendell is responsible for the two runners on still. Oh, 1. A little low. One. Misses low ball 2. Southpaw delivers. It's low and gets by Logan. Bench scores and the Giants lead 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. A balk and wild pitch makes it a 3-2 ball game. Rodriguez takes third. Infield stays in with the runner on third and one down. And that run will be earned to Wendell. And the pitch. Inside, ball 4. Hill draws a walk. Runners are on the corners. Hill has some speed. 13 stolen bases in 16 attempts. Alexander Suarez bats from the right side. He's 0 for 2 today. And the pitch. A ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez has it. Goes to second. On to first. It is not in time. Suarez beats out the double play. The run scores. 4-2 ball game. Suarez beats out the inning-ending double play because of that. Rodriguez scores on the fielder's choice. There's a runner on first with two away. 4-2 ball game. And those two runs scored are earned to Wendell. Runner takes off. The first pitch is low in the dirt. Logan couldn't pick it. Suarez safe at second with his 11th stolen base this season. So final line for Wendell. He did throw 5 1/3 innings. It is a season and career high for him. 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. He walked 2 and struck out 4. 1-0 count, runner in scoring position for Velasquez. He's batting from the right side. The switch hitter swings and misses. Count is 1-1. Vasquez, 1-1 this year, a 4.54 ERA. It's his 21st appearance out of the bullpen. Runner takes off for third. The pitch is high. The throw to third, not in time. Back-to-back stolen bases for Suarez. And he's on third with 2 outs. 2-1 count. Vasquez has thrown 42 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 55 and walking 26. 2-1, fouled off out of play. Two two is high and out ball 3. Opponents are batting 247 against Vasquez this season. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and a runner on third. Giants lead by two. They've scored three so far. The pitch, line towards left. Left fielder Rojas goes back, reaches up. He can't get to it. Rolls all the way to the wall. Velasquez goes to second, his 16th double of the year, and drives in the fifth run of the game for the Giants. Four runs have scored here in the sixth. O'Neill Perez with a runner in scoring position and two away. Bats from the right side. He has singled today. He's 1-for-3. And T-Mark going to come have another quick conversation with Vasquez. It's another mound visit brought to you by the Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. All right, let's go through this inning. Four runs have scored for the Giants. It's now a 5-2 ball game. Back when Wendell was still on the mound, Otremba walked, and then a single, not a very hard hit ball into left field, but Justin Bench had his third hit of the day. Runners on first and second. And then an RBI single hit by Rodriguez scored Otremba. That made it a tied ball game at 2-2. Wendell struck out Ramos, one down, runners on first and second, and that was when Vasquez came in. He proceeded to balk and throw a wild pitch to make it a 3-2 ball game. He then walked Hill. Suarez beat out a double play ball, and then Velasquez just drove him in with an RBI double. That is how it is a 5-2 ball game. The pitch to Perez misses. Again, the runner in scoring position is Velasquez. Southpaw sets. And the pitch. Little outside, ball three. There's a strike on the outside corner. Perez taking all the way. Still a hitter's count for Perez. He's batting 304 this year. Already has singled today. 3-1. It's actually a step off towards second. And the 3-1, inside ball four, Perez draws a two-out walk. Runners are on first and second. And Andrew Cachel steps to the plate. He is the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. 5-2 ball game, the Giants lead. Entering this inning, the Rawhide led 2-1 before runs have scored here for San Jose. Cachel 0-for-3. He's flied out to center, and he has struck out twice. First pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Breaking ball from Vasquez. Ground ball to the first baseman, Condicello has it, and that will finally end the inning. But nine Giants come to the plate. They score four runs, and they lead 5-2 as we go into the seventh. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country.
our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Leading off the Rawhide 7th, second baseman, Yanis Luis.
Moreno is back on the mound for the 7th inning. Rawhide trail for the first time today. First pitch swinging is Luis. High fly ball towards right field. Otremba says he can't find it and lands in mid right field. Luis cruises into second. Well, anticlimactic, but he gets his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. His first hit in the Cal League is a double. And here's Kenny Castillo, the designated hitter. He will bat from the right side. So Rawhide have a runner in scoring position. Again, not the most exciting way or prettiest way to have a runner in scoring position, but the Rawhide will take it as they trail by 3 in the 7th. Castillo has struck out twice today. First time he's facing Moreno. Righty checks the runner on second. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Moreno, in his second inning of work, he had a 1-2-3 inning in the 6th with one strikeout, a ground ball, and a flyout. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. Moreno is 1-1, a 3.77 ERA. 15th appearance out of the bullpen. 1-1. Breaking ball that swung on and missed. 1-2 count. Moreno has thrown 29 innings for the Giants. Striking out 32, walking 11. The pitch is low and the dirt gets by the catcher. Perez doesn't know where it is. Luis takes third. He stays there. Wild pitch puts a runner on third with nobody out. Again, 32 strikeouts, 11 walks, but opponents are batting 295 against Moreno. Two-two. Breaking ball misses high ball 3. Payoff pitch. Singled into center field. A perfect line drive from Castillo. It drives in a run. He has his first hit and his first RBI in the Cal League and a member of the Rawhide. Just like that. Rawhide now only trailed by 2, 5-3.
Shortstop, Jose Fernandez.
Runner on first, nobody out for Jose Fernandez. Fernandez has walked twice today. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off. Infield at a double play depth. Well, Manuel Mercedes, who Moreno relieved in the sixth inning, he's no longer in line for the loss. He was until the last inning. The pitch to Fernandez swung on, and again, the center fielder can't find the ball, but the left fielder, Suarez, able to pick him up, and he makes the catch in left center. So two of the three Giants outfielders aren't able to see the ball off the bat right now. It is dark and the lights are on, but the twilight sky, they're unable to see. One down, runner on first, and Rojas is at the plate. Rojas 0 for 3. A deep fly ball towards right field. Otremba going back. It stays in the yard. He makes the catch. And for whatever reason, Castillo thought it was two outs. He was off on contact, and he's doubled off at first base to end the inning. So not much of a rally for the Rawhide, but they do pick up a run. 5-3 ball game at stretch time at Excite Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning. Vasquez is back on the mound. Tanner Otremba takes a strike on the inside corner. 5-3 ball game in the bottom of the seventh. Giants lead. Otremba walked back in the sixth inning to start the four-run rally. Rawhide did answer back in the last half. Trailed by two, the pitch misses outside. Shortly we'll go through the scores in the California League. It is first day back from the All-Star break for all of minor league baseball. 1-0, misses very high, ball two. In Rancho, they lead Modesto 13-3 in the eighth inning. Stockton leads Inland 8-5 in the seventh, and Lake Elsinore leads Fresno 5-4 in the sixth. Right now, all of the home teams are leading in the Cal League. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 2-2. Two two is low and out, ball three. Three two is popped up, first base side foul territory. It will reach the stand. Vasquez, last time he pitched was at home against Lake Elsinore on July 9th. Through 2 2/3 scoreless innings, giving up just one hit. He did walk three but struck out five. 3-2 again to Otremba. Swing and a miss, strike three. He strikes out for the first out of the seventh inning. First strikeout of the day for Vasquez. The strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Strikeout number five on the day for Rawhide pitching staff. And now Justin Bench, the designated hitter, bats on the right side. Off to a hot start in his Cal League debut. Pitch misses high. He is 3-for-3 with three singles, and he has scored twice today. The pitch swung on and missed. Vasquez pitched against the Giants twice out of the bullpen. Not have a win or loss against them, but he threw four scoreless innings, combining those two appearances. The pitch misses low each time. He gave up one hit. Again, no runs. He did hit a batter, walk a batter, and struck out two and one. The other, no walks, no hit batters, and he struck out two. The pitch is fouled off on the right field side. Plenty of distance, but very foul. Two balls and two strikes. Two, two. Swung on line towards right center field, and he is 4-for-4 in his Cal League debut. Have a day, Justin Bench. My goodness. It brings up Rodriguez. He's reached base three times today. He has walked, he's reached on an error, and he has singled.
Third baseman Anthony Rodriguez.
The pitch is very outside. Logan can't get a glove on it. Bench moves to second on the wild pitch. Another runner in scoring position, one down. And the pitch is inside. Two O count, one down. Infield shading to the left. And the pitch is low, ball three. It looks like someone's up and throwing in the pen for the Rawhide. Can't see who it is. Three O to Rodriguez, strike at the letters. Still a hitter's count, 3-1. And the pitch is lined back up the middle, through into center field. They're sending Bench. Here's a throw from Guzman. It's on line, but missed by Logan at the plate. It one hopped him, and he couldn't hold on to it. If he could have, it probably would have been an out at the plate. Instead, it is a 6-3 ball game. Bench scoring. Rodriguez goes to second on the throw. One down, runner in scoring position for Jose Ramos. A really good throw from Guzman. We're going to take a look at the replay to see if it short hopped at all. As a little bit of a short hop, but definitely a play that Logan probably wanted to make. And here's D. Gardner. That'll be the day for Vasquez. Call to the bullpen. Brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Rescom has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs, when we come back, it is Josh Swales on the mound for the Rawhide. He will inherit a runner on second with one down in a 6-3 ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
Josh Swales is the new pitcher on the mound. He is facing Jose Ramos. The pitch is high and in ball one. So Swales in relief for Vasquez. Vasquez is still responsible for the runner on second. It's Rodriguez. There's one down in a 6-3 ball game, bottom of the seventh inning. Swales sets, checks the runner on second. And the 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Ramos today is 1-3. Can't give you the final line on Vasquez. The pitch is a little low, but Vasquez did throw an inning for the Rawhide. 2 runs, 3 hits, walked 2, struck out a batter. He is still responsible for Rodriguez on second. That pitch is a strike at the knees. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 10 hits today for the Giants. They have 6 runs, have not committed an error. Rawhide, 3 runs, 5 hits. They've committed 1 error. Swales sets, checks the runner, and he steps off. Runner dancing on second. Swales paying a lot of attention. The 2-2 a little low. Ball 3. And the payoff pitch is a little outside. Ball 4. Ramos draws a 1-out walk. There's now runners on first and second. And Turner Hill comes to the plate. Hill 0-for-2 with a walk. That's now the 5th walk given up by a Rawhide pitcher today. So for comparison, 5 strikeouts and 5 walks for the pitching staff today for the Rawhide. 1 down, runners on first and second. Hill bats on the left side, Swales, the righty delivers. Runners take off. It's a double steal, but the ball is fouled off down the third base side towards the Rawhide dugout. Swales, 1-4, a 5.92 ERA. This is his 30th appearance out of the pen. And his third professional season. 0-1, there's a strike. He's thrown 38 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 34, walking 17. This is also the third season that Swales has been with the Rawhide. Joined us after he was drafted in 21. Spent all of last year here and then found himself on the opening day roster again. 0-2. Lined the opposite way into left field. Rodriguez scores. Rojas picks it up. Ramos is held at third. It is an RBI double for Hill, his first hit of the day. 7-3 ball game. Giants lead in the bottom of the seventh. Alexander Suarez is batting from the right side. Infield comes in with runners on second and third and one down. 4-run lead for the Giants, and the pitch is outside. Ball one. Suarez has not had a hit today. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's reached on a fielder's choice. 1-0, big swing and miss. So that run that scored is earned to Vasquez. He now has given up 3 runs in his 1 inning of work, 3 hits, 2 walks, and a strikeout. 1-1. Big swing and miss again. Count is 1-2. Time is called by Suarez. The 2 times he's been retired, he hit a ground ball to short, and he's also flied out to center field. One, two. Swung on and missed strike 3. Swales strikes out Suarez for the second out of the inning. Another strikeout. Brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. 2 away, and the infield moves back with runners on second and third. On third is still Ramos, and on second is Hill.
Diego Velasquez.
First pitch, it is actually, time is called by the home plate umpire. They said it was a pitch clock violation on Swales, so it is a 1-0 count. Two down. Velasquez put the ball in play 3 times today. Rather, he's reached 3 times today, put the ball in play 4 times. The pitch is fouled off third base side. In his first at-bat, he grounds out to short. He had a bunt single down the third base side. Reached on a fielder's choice ground ball hit to the second baseman, and he's had an RBI double today. One, one. Lined into left field, a base hit. Ramos scores. They're sending Hill, but they hold him at the last second. Runners on the corners. A run scores 8-3. RBI single for Velasquez. He picks up RBI 49 of the year. Runners are on the corners, and O'Neill Perez bats on the right side.
The catcher, O'Neill Perez.
Eight runs, 12 hits for the Giants. Perez has singled and walked today. Swales glove at the belt. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Two down. Runners on first and third. 8-3 ball game in the bottom of the seventh inning. Seven runs have scored in the last two innings for the Giants. The pitch is swung on, lined into right field. Make it eight runs have scored in the last two innings. Benitez gets it into hold. Velasquez at second, but Hill scores the ninth run of the game. Fourth of the inning, eighth in the last two innings. Velasquez to second, Perez on first with an RBI single. For the second inning in a row, the ninth batter comes to the plate. It is Andrew Cachel. He grounds it out to first in his last at bat. He's 0 for 4.
We have a baseball bingo winner this evening. Joshua won baseball bingo. That means tonight's baseball bingo game is now over. Come back again tomorrow.
Gavin Logan out to have a conversation with Josh on the mound, and meeting is now over.
Now batting first baseman, Andrew Cachel.
Swales originally from Santa Clarita, California. Drafted in the 13th round of 2021 out of the College of Southern Nevada. First pitch misses high to Cachel. One oh, high and out, ball two. Right versus left matchup. Swales checks the runner on second. And the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. There are two outs. We are over 2 hours into this ball game now. It's 9:10 local time. The 2-1 is swung on and missed strike two. Two outs. The pitch is swung on and missed strike three. Cachel strikes out to end the inning. But another four runs cross the plate. It is a 9-3 ball game. We're going into the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Roman Cabral is batting from the left side. Moreno's back on the mound. First pitch swinging is Cabral. Ground ball to the third baseman. Rodriguez throws to first. One pitch, one out for the eighth inning. Here's Gavin Logan. He's 1-for-3 today. 9-3 ball game in the eighth. Moreno in his third inning of work. He has gone three innings before. A few times, actually. And the Giants are currently short an arm. Here's the pitch to Logan. Pitch misses low, so I'd assume that they'll try to get three out of him if possible. Let's see his pitch count. Moreno at 21 pitches, so not sure his pitch count. Could be as high as 40. 1-0. Outside ball two. Outside ball three. Moreno sets. 3-0 to Logan. Inside first strike. Three balls, one strike. The pitch, it's swung on. A deep fly ball to center field. Hill is going back. He's going back. Watches it go over the center field wall, over the batter's eye. Gavin Logan, his first home run in the Cal League, makes it a 9-4 ball game. Rawhide still trail. Center field wall, 390 feet to straightaway center, but it was hit very high. 9-4, Rawhide still trail, and Gavin Condicello is batting from the left. Here's the pitch. It is fouled off. 0-1 count. A called strike. And the 0-2. Misses a little low, ball one. One, two to Condicello. It's outside, 2-2. Let's go through the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. We'll do that throughout this inning. And the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Condicello strikes out for the second out of the inning, bringing up Johan Benitez, a two away, and nobody on in the top of the eighth. Starting off with the Dominican Summer League, the black team defeated the Padres 2-1. That was the completion of a game from back in June. The pitch is inside ball one, and then they played another game today against the Padres. The black team defeated them 11-8. The red DSL team defeated the Royals 5-2 today. The 1-0 is a strike. And in the Complex League, black team is currently trailing the Rockies 16-3. The red team leading the Royals 9-3. Pitch to Benitez is inside. In Hillsboro, well, rather in Everett, but Hillsboro is trailing Everett 6-5 in the seventh. Amarillo fell to Frisco 8-3 as Benitez swings and misses at strike two. And in Reno, they lead Vegas 7-3 in the eighth. Here in San Jose, the Rawhide trail 9-4. the top of the eighth inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Benitez. The pitch fouled off left field side. Two, two. Low ball three. Payoff pitch. Fouled off again. And the 3-2 fouled off yet again. Long at bat here by Benitez. Payoff pitch. Fly ball to deep left field. Suarez goes back. He's in front of the warning track. And that will end the inning. Rawhide pick up a run thanks to Gavin Logan's first home run as a member of the Rawhide. 9-4, Giants lead going into the bottom of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support. For payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Gustavo Del Pozo is the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. The right-handed pitcher is in relief for Josh Swales. It's another call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. First pitch to Otremba misses outside. This is the third consecutive inning that Otremba is leading off in the sixth when the Giants first scored four runs to take their first lead. Otremba led off and they sent nine batters to the plate. And the exact same thing happened in the seventh. The pitch is popped up. Left side of the infield, foul territory. Logan can't find it at first, but now it reaches the grandstands. 1-1 count. And the seventh, again, the exact same thing happened. Four runs scored for the Giants at the time. It was a 9-3 ball game. And they sent nine batters to the plate. So Otremba for the third consecutive inning, leading it off. He walked in the sixth and struck out in the seventh. Prior to that, 0-2. 1-0, misses high ball two. Excuse me, it's a 2-1 count. It is a 9-4 ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rawhide picked up a run in the top of the eighth thanks to Logan's first home run. As a member of the Rawhide, pitch misses outside ball three. Del Pozo was the fourth pitcher of the day for the Rawhide, and he is in relief for Swales. 3-1, it comes in, almost hits Otremba. He falls to the ground to try to get out of the way. Ball four, the fans. Very upset, I can promise you he did not throw at him on purpose, no matter how inside it was. Swills threw two-thirds of an inning of relief, giving up two runs off of three hits, walked a batter, struck out two. Justin Bench, who is 4-for-4 today. He's at the plate. Breaking ball misses inside, ball one. Del Pozo's been at the Rawhide for about a month now. 1-0. High and in ball two. Del Pozo, no wins or losses. He has a 10.34 ERA. 12th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 15 innings, striking out 12, walking 16. 2-0. Misses in ball three. Opponents are batting 220 against him, so not a lot of hits. But the walks are what really puts him in a bind. As you see here already, he's walked the first batter that he's faced. 3-0. Make it consecutive walks. This one on four pitches. Runners on first and second. Nobody out, and Rodriguez comes to the plate. He's reached base four times today. A walk, an error, and two singles. And Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, coming out to have a conversation with Del Pozo. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Nine to four ball game. The Giants lead. This is game one of a three-game series against the Giants. Seventh game between the two teams. Rawhide have won only one of the six previous games. Anthony Rodriguez bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. 0-1 count. Tonight's first pitch is at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is 6, and then on Sunday, 7. 0-1, swung on and missed, strike 2. Del Pozo, tall right-handed pitcher, 6'5", 190 pounds. He'll turn 24 in December. He was signed by the Diamondbacks in 2018. The pitch is fouled off, made his professional debut in the Dominican Summer League in 2019, and did not play in 2020 because of COVID. In 2021, he was injured, and last year he was in the Complex League, throwing in 15 games out of the pen. 0-2, fouled off. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul on the first base side. Count is still 0-2. Del Pozo was with the Rawhide when they faced the Giants. He threw in one game, throwing one inning, giving up a run off of two hits. He did strike out a batter. That was only his third appearance out of the pen for the Rawhide. Joined them back in May. 0-2 fouled off. Long at bat here by Rodriguez. 0-2. Foul tipped into the glove of Logan. He holds on to it for strike three. Big strikeout for Del Pozo. The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. One down. Runners are still on first and second. As Jose Ramos steps to the plate, he's grounded out to third, singled, struck out, and he's walked. The pitch is high, ball one. Bottom of the eighth inning, Giants lead 9-4. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. 0-2 count. Grounded foul on the third base side. No real shift in the infield or the outfield. Maybe it's just slightly to the left side. 0-2. Popped up, shallow right field down the foul line. Benitez gives chase. It lands fair and gets by him. Hits off his glove. And it goes out of play. Which means all the runners advance another 90 feet. So they held Otremba at third. But because it went out of play, it'll be a ground rule double. Otremba scores. Bench moves to third, and Ramos is on second again. I believe it's a ground rule double, and it is a ground rule double. Just confirmed the official score. 10 runs have now scored for the Giants today. It's a 10-4 ball game. One down, runners on second and third. Infield comes in yet again. First pitch swinging is Hill. It's a fly ball into shallow center field. Guzman's underneath it. They're going to send Bench. Here's the throw home. It's in time. They got him. Bench thrown out at the plate to end the inning. Nice throw by Guzman. 10-4. We're going into the ninth. Rawhide need 6 runs to extend this game. At least 6 runs to extend it. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Top of the ninth inning, Rawhide trail by six. Adon is the new pitcher on the mound for the Giants. First pitch to Guzman, fouled off. So Melvin Adon here is part of a rehab stint. And the pitch misses a little inside, ball one. Calls the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Guzman strikes, beg your pardon, he swings and misses at the second strike. Now 1-2 count. Don Tall, right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 250 pounds. The pitch, cold strike three right down the middle. Guzman watched it go. For strike three. One down, nobody on for Yancy Luis. First pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner. Luis today has singled and also doubled. O-1 is inside. Adon is in relief for Luis Moreno, who threw three innings. He's in line for the win. He did give up two earned runs off of three hits, but no walks, and he struck out two. The pitch is fouled off on the first base side. One, two. Ground ball fair down the third base side. Goes to the left field corner. Luis cruises into second, his second double of the day and third hit of the day for the newcomer. Slapped the other way down the third base side. Just barely fair. Runner in scoring position for the Rawhide as Kenny Castillo comes to the plate. He does have an RBI single today. Prior to that, he has struck out twice. And the catcher, Perez, will have a conversation with Adon on the mound. While he does that, we'll go through Adon's numbers so far this season with the Giants. Righty is not allowed a run through his three appearances out of the pen. The pitch is very outside, ball one. He's thrown six innings in three appearances. One run, it's not earned off of four hits. Walked three while striking out seven. Opponents are batting 182 against him. 1-0 count, one down, and the pitch is a strike at the knees. One, one, swung on and missed strike two. One, two, swung on and missed strike three as a breaking ball that got him, looked like a slider. Two strikeouts in the inning for Adon and the Rawhide down to their final out. 10-4 ball game in the ninth inning as Fernandez steps to the plate. Runner in scoring position is Luis. He's standing on second. And the pitch is a little low, ball one. Pitch misses outside. One ball, one strike, two down. Fernandez has walked twice and has flied out to left field. 1-1. Fouled off, out of play, right side. Down to their final strike, a ball and two strikes, two down. Adon sets. He delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. That will end the inning and end the game. The Rawhide fall to the Giants 10-4 in game one of the three-game series. Rawhide fall to 1-6 against the Giants. Rawhide are now 30 and 52 overall, 7-9 in the second half. While the Giants improve to 45-37 overall and 5-11 in the second half. Stay right there for the post-game show. We'll take you through this game quickly and let you know what to look forward to tomorrow. Final score, Giants 10, Rawhide 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kawea Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kawea Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahealth.org/SRC. Kawea Health, more than medicine, life.
Kawea Health.
Final score, Giants 10, Rawhide 4. This game took 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of 2,037 fans. That's 2037. Rawhide off to a decent start. At first, it was scoreless through the first three innings. Wyatt Wendell, the starter for the Rawhide, and Manuel Mercedes, the starter for the Giants. Rawhide scored 2 runs in the fourth inning thanks to 2 wild pitches and 2 hits by the Rawhide, making it a 2-0 ball game. In the bottom of the fourth, Wendell still on the mound, 2 outs, bench hit a single into right field. Then Rodriguez reached on an error by the shortstop. And then a double steal allowed bench to score. That run was unearned to Wendell. 2-1 ball game as we went into the fifth inning. Rawhide threatened in the fifth, were unable to capitalize. It'd be in the sixth inning when the score changed. 4 runs scored in the sixth for the Giants. It was Wendell who was on the mound still. He threw 5 1/3 innings. That is a season high for him. He started off the inning by walking Otremba, giving up a single to bench, and then an RBI single to Rodriguez that tied up the ball game. He then struck out Ramos before he was relieved by Vasquez. Turner Hill walked. Runners were on first and third with 1 out. Suarez hit a ball that looked like it might have been a double play ball. He beat it out, allowing Rodriguez to score for the Giants to take the lead. And then Velasquez had an RBI double, and that was how the 4 runs scored for the Giants. That made it a 5-2 ball game. Rawhide did get a run back in the seventh, an RBI single hit by Kenny Castillo. That made it 5-3, but another 4-run seventh for the Giants, where another 9 batters came to the plate. Off of 5 hits, they scored another 4 runs, making it 9-3. In the eighth, the Rawhide did get another run. It was hit by Gavin Logan, his first home run as a member of the Rawhide. made it 9-4, but in the eighth with Del Pozo on the mound, another run scored for the Giants. 10-4 is the final score. 10 runs off of 14 hits for the Giants. They did not commit an error. The Rawhide, 4 runs off of 7 hits. They committed 1 error. Losing pitcher tonight is Wyatt Wendell. Wendell's 7th loss of the season. Meanwhile, Luis Moreno, who threw 3 innings of relief for the Giants, he picks up the win. He's now 2-1 on the season. First pitch is tomorrow at 6 o'clock here from Excite Ballpark. You can listen with us here at RawhideBaseball.com. Due up on the mound for the Rawhide is Lorenzo Encarnacion, and for the Giants is right-handed pitcher Dylan Cumming. Again, first pitch is at 6 o'clock tomorrow from Excite Ballpark. We'll bring you all that coverage tomorrow live at 5:55. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today from Excite Ballpark. One final time, the Rawhide fall to the Giants. Giants 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Rawhide 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.